Hi everybody, I'm Eric.
I'm X.
I'm lost.
I found you.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Axecast. Man, it's been, like a week and a half?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks since we recorded. Yeah.
All because
a lot has happened. A lot.
What happened?
So,
there's a damn fly in here.
I got jumped by some religious people on TikTok.
Oh.
The hell? Did you leave something on?
It's ghost.
I don't know what
that was. You know?
That's a smoke alarm.
He was talking about getting jumped by religious people.
Uh-huh.
And God just sent you a sign like, man, chill.
I really did get jumped by religious people. It's been posted on social media. He posted it on social media.
I posted on social media.
Yeah.
There's a fly in this damn house.
Yeah.
What were they saying?
So, all right, I don't know if you knew this. Oh, yeah, you liked the videos. So I did like a 3-day water fast where I didn't eat nothing it's supposed to be for 72 hours.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was shy 1 hour because I started getting started tripping out. I started having an anxiety attack or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get to finish that last hour. I ended up having to break my fast with the muscle milk, with the protein shake. So I did the fast or whatever. So I think it was the second day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to post a video on TikTok or recording to me, you know, saying this is my day 2 of my fast or whatever. And, you know, just explaining what I feel doing it. You know what I mean? Do I feel hungry? Do I feel sick? Do I feel bad? So I just, kind of just did a little description of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that one, I mean, it was, I got kind of a little bit of views and, you know, some people, commented keep it up or whatever, you got this or whatever. I'm like, hell yeah, that's what's up. And so the next day, day 3, my last day, I posted a video. And that was the same thing, just explaining what I was going through that day and if it was hard or not. And I think I just put on there that it wasn't that bad. I had a headache the day before and, saying how many hours it's been in the morning whenever I woke up. And, I did that video. Well, this first person comes up on my TikTok and she's like, your fast is supposed to be between you and God and no one else is supposed to know about it. And if you keep it between y'all two, then God's going to honor your fast. And I was like, first of all, I'm not even doing this for God. I'm not asking for anything from him. You know, I'm just doing this for my health and my well-being. That's just what I'm doing it for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I put on there, I was like, my mom and my stepdad are both, pastors, ordained and pastors of a church. You know what I mean? And, she had put on there, well, if they are pastors, then they would know Matthew 6:16-18. Says that, I don't know the exact words, but saying you only fast for God and,
it should be done privately.
Yeah, it should be done privately, between God and you or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I put on there, I'm not doing this for God. You know, I'm doing this for my health and my well-being.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, I said, one thing that my parents don't do is they don't sit there and judge anybody for what they do. And I believe that's in the Bible as well. I said, you shouldn't judge anybody or something like that, or, something along that line.
Yeah.
And she never, responded back. And then, later on, this other guy comes in. I thought he was being cool. You know what I mean? Because he was like, you should try using sea salt and putting it in your water. That'll help you with your health. It always helps everybody. You know, sea salt is like, you can never have enough sea salt in your system or something like that.
Yeah.
And saying something about don't do no sugars or you're fasting for no reason. And I was like, nah, I knew about the sugars, but I didn't know about the sea salt. Like, I didn't do no sugar at all, but the sea salt, I didn't know about that. And then this dude comes on and is like, well, if you claim to be as close to God that you claim to be, you would know that sea salt is the health of something. Like, just going off on some shit, bro. And I'm like, first of all, I never said anything in my posts about me. I never said nor claimed to be close to God. I just said God got my back. That's all I said. And I was like, I'm not, that's all I'm saying, you know?
No, he said,
yeah,
and just so you know, God doesn't have you no matter what. That sounds like a line from Lawless.
Yeah.
One who tricks everyone in the ear, tickling lie that unmerited favor is going to save everyone. Don't be fooled into believing such a destructive idea.
Yeah, and read what I told him.
He was like, so what are you trying to say? Jesus did not die for my sins, but he died for yours. Wow, God bless you, man. I know that. It says more, but I didn't take a picture of all of it.
Yeah. I said, wow, God bless you, man. I said, what did I say? Something about judging. I said, like,
you're saved and give your life to God, but nobody.
Oh, yeah, world. Yeah, there you go.
Nobody on this world's perfect. God don't want you to be sinless.
I said, God doesn't want you to be sinless. He wants you to sin less. You know what I mean? The only person that could judge is God. And I said, God bless you again. I told him, you know, I hope you get this judging spirit out of your system, because all you're doing is judging. And so, but I found out today that he had responded back to that, but it didn't post it. Like, TikTok, like, banned it or whatever. Like, they asked if I wanted to confirm it. And I just saw that today. And I kind of, like, glanced at it, and he was saying all kinds of stuff. Like, oh, no, I just look out for my brothers. And if they're getting deceived by bad preachers, and they have these bad preachers have you, you know, believing in Christmas and Easter and all this other stuff. And I was like, okay, he's one of these ones. You know what I mean? He's one of those ones. I mean, no offense to anybody that's like that.
What's his name?
Man, I don't know. I forgot what it was. The first one was Loving for God or something like that. And then
two
the
cranes.
Second one. Yeah.
Two cranes.
Two cranes. God put me here in this situation to hear you to tell me. You know what I'm
yeah. Yeah. So, Eric, he finds out later on about this, and he just wants to jump in the mix, and then he goes in and starts like instigating the first one, like saying all kinds of crap, and then she ends up blocking him.
I ended up jumping on there last night after I found out everything. I jumped on there last night, and I was like, let's start the arguing again. I missed all the fun. Let's argue about my God, peeps. And then I posted a picture I took on Sunday. Uh-huh. And I'm wearing a shirt that says, Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite. and then I posted, today I posted the white chicks meme.
Uh-huh.
You want to talk about mothers? Yeah. And then I wrote, because whenever she posted that, like, well, if they are... She put the letter R. Then they should know that Matthew 6:16-18 emphasizes that fasting should be, the letter B, done privately. So I went back and I was like, R, and I spelt it out, and should, and I spelt it out, B, and I was like, let's not be lazy and finish our words since we're taking the time to bash online. And then she was like, I'm not bashing, I was only providing info, not bashing at all. So I went on and I started quoting, since she wanted to bring in scripture. And I was like, seems like you're looking for attention. Was it not possible to send a direct message? Job 33:6, I am the same as you in God's sight. I too am a piece of clay. Then I was like, John 8:7, when they kept questioning him, he straightened up to told them, let anyone who is without sin be the first to cast the first stone. And then she came on, she did laughing faces, like, I'm not trying to cast stones.
I'm not casting stones.
So I... after she did the laughing faces, I posted this scripture that says, sorry, I gotta get out of this picture. The scripture that says, Proverbs 1:26, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. And yeah, then I guess that was her.
Yeah, that was her breaking point.
Yeah, and she just and, like.
Yeah, he's like, did she say anything else? And he noticed that all his her messages were gone or something. Yeah, she blocked him. All the messages are still on mine.
Yeah. But yeah, she had blocked him. Away, and I was like, all right, update, guys. I got blocked.
Yeah.
So the moral of this story is like, all right, if you don't like what somebody's posting, you don't got to comment on the damn thing. If you want to give back positive feedback or whatever, that's totally fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
totally fine. I don't mind positive feedback. But don't sit here and try to bash me because I'm just talking about my experience in fasting. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just what I was experiencing.
I
never said anything that I got on my knees and prayed for something for God, you know what I mean, for this fast. I never did that. I just, the only prayers that I did while I was doing this fast was praying for strength to keep on going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was it, you know? And I don't know, people just take stuff out of context and they just want to, throw in their 2 cents for everything, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I posted all that on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I took screenshots, and then I was like, look, shout out to my brother Adrian. You know, he's doing this fasting. He's, kicking ass on his, weight loss journey.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then on another note, if you don't know what's going on, don't comment. I mean, we appreciate the opinions and, maybe, a little advice here and there. But if you're going to just bring in Jesus and start trying to bash, I mean, that's my stuff. Like, I got you. Like,
yeah,
I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah. I know scriptures too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah. I go to church.
Mm-hmm. I don't know scriptures.
I pray every day.
Yeah.
I know scripture. You got hands.
I got hands.
I know our words. Father who art words. In heaven. Nah.
I'm a very godly man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So where were you, man? We could have used your. We could have used some help then. You know, like you disappeared, no phone, no nothing.
Man, I wouldn't have known what to say with no scripture stuff. I'd have just been like, shut the fuck up. Or what? Meet me at the park, dude.
He's stupid. Yeah.
You're a woman, but tell your nigga to meet me at the park.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of just talking crap, too, so we never even got to talk about the whole situation with so-and-so next door, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we never even got to talk about that.
Man, I wish I was here.
Uh-huh.
We were in the work truck, and I couldn't go. It was fun.
I'm telling you, man, I was like, I didn't even think I was going to be able to go either, but, nobody was at work, and I was like, hey, I gotta take off real quick. I just texted my boss and then I bounced out. But it was crazy because I'm talking on the phone with him in the morning and barely getting doing stuff at work. And he's like, "What the hell? My mom's calling me." And then he's like, "Hold on real quick." And then he clicks back over. "Hey, I gotta go, man. My dad's arguing with the neighbor next door." I was like, "What the hell?"
For real?
And so, I'm already, starting to put some of my stuff away. I was like, man, I think I'm going to go just check on, make sure everything's good. And I had looked at his location, and he was barely about to, get over there. And we ended up talking on the phone again. And then all I hear is his dad. He's like, man, dude, shut the f*** already or some shit like that. I was like, yeah, I got to go. I got to go. Man. So I took off over there. I took off over here, man, and. When I got here, he wasn't even outside yet. The neighbor wasn't. And I just walked with them and everything. And we're just, we're just talking about what happened. And you want to tell them why he was fighting with y'all or whatever?
No, so apparently he, because my dad, he doesn't like to sit still in the mornings. And they would come pick up the kids. So whenever he got here, my dad went outside and started, cutting the weeds out with the hoe. So that guy sees my dad out there. And he's like, hey, that's my hoe. And my dad's like, dude, this isn't your hoe. This is mine. I brought it from my house. I've had this forever. And he's like, no, that's my fucking hoe. I had a ladder over here on this side of the house and a hoe on the side of the house, and y'all fucking stole it. And he's like, dude, this is not your hoe. Well, he started, just cussing, saying he's gonna call the cops, you know, bad mouthing my dad, and he was like, "You're being fucking stupid. Like, this is my hoe. Like, I don't understand why you think this is your hoe." And he's like, "You probably stole my ladder." And he goes, "Oh, okay, sure. Call the cops. Tell them that I stole this and that. Let him, or whatever." And he's like, "My son's gonna be home soon and stuff like that." So, like, that dude's just like talking shit, and like he goes over there and waters his grass, and he's just like talking shit to my dad, and my mom's sitting there recording, and like after a while, I pull up, and this dude like throws his fucking water hose like he's about something, and I get out of the truck. And I walk straight up to him, and he kind of, like, as I get closer, he takes, like, a couple steps back, and he kind of, like, you know, mm-hmm. like, you want to square them. He's like, "You get any fucking closer, I swear I'm going to swing on you." And I was like, "Dude, there's no fucking reason to be doing this shit." And I was like, but as I'm walking up to him, my dad, like, has the hoe in his hand, and he's, like, cussing him out in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, "Shut up, fucker, like, you don't." Yeah, like, you know, like, shit, and I turned around to my dad, like, "Dude, like, chill out, bro. Like, let me figure out what the fuck's going on. Yeah, and, like, we'll go from there." And my dad's all like, "Nah, fuck this dude." And I was like, "Dad, just go over there. Let me talk to this fucking dude." And then he was going off. He was just like, "Y'all be, like, y'all just fucking steal shit. Like, y'all ain't do this and that. I had a ladder right here and a fucking hoe." And I was like, "Dude, like, we're godly people. We're Christians. Like, we ain't got no reason to steal. I have a camera across the street. If you want me to go get that footage, I'll tell you, like, you know, if or when it went missing. If you even have an idea, I can look at the videos. But what am I supposed to do? Like, go over there and watch your cameras?" And I was like, "Dude, if you want, I don't give a fuck." Yeah. I was like, "We didn't steal nothing. I'm telling you that." And he's like, "Whatever, y'all just some thieving motherfuckers. Like, fuck y'all and all this." And I was like, "Dude, if you want a fucking ladder, I mean, I have shit ton of ladders. If you want a ladder, I'll give you a ladder." "Nah, your dad probably fucking stole the fucking ladder." And I was like, "He didn't steal a ladder. He don't need ladders either."
Man, he was looking for a fight.
Yeah, but he wasn't about it.
Yeah, he wasn't about nothing.
Because as soon as I stepped up to him, he like, I mean, would you step back if somebody's walking straight up to you?
Fuck no.
He wasn't about it. I walked straight up to him. He took like 3 or 4 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, anyway, so after that little argument, you know, my mom and dad came inside. I was like, "Let's just get the kids ready. And y'all can take off. I'll be here." And that dude went inside and he was like, "My mom even said that it's mine." His mom walks out.
She's all old, senile lady.
And really, I was like, "Is this, like, do you really think it's his?" And he goes, "Yes, mijo, that's his." Like, she told the dude, "Yes, mijo, that's yours." And I was like, "All right, well, then both of y'all fucking lying. Y'all don't know what the hell it looks like."
Lying, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Just simple as that. Like, I'm sorry, no disrespect, but y'all both fucking lying. Y'all don't know what it looks like, I guess." And, yeah, so they came inside, got the kids ready, and then he pulls up. And that dude already walked inside. And, yeah, we just walk around and just
we're
talk.
Walking around and just talking, and, like, he ended up going back out there, but he wasn't saying shit. There was another guy there, too, I guess another worker that works with them or something like that, loading up that little trailer.
Mm.
Well, his parents left with the kids, and so we all got in our vehicles, and
we didn't move. We stayed.
Yeah, we stayed here the entire time. We stayed right there. He didn't say shit. But when we're leaving, so I'm parked over here next door this way, and I'm facing this way, and he's parked in front of his house facing this way. When he takes off, that dude starts throwing, like, some shit up. And, well, I'm, like, sideways. I don't know what he's throwing up, you know what I mean? It looked like he's throwing Crip or some shit. And so he starts throwing up some stuff. So me, I floor the damn truck, and I go right next to him, and then I turned the window down and I was like, "Hey, man, why the hell are you talking shit while we're driving away, bro? Why are you throwing all that Crip shit? This ain't Crip, this is Eastside, bro." I was like, "I don't give a damn, bro. You still a damn bum. I got a house just like yours." I was like, "Nigga, like, you probably, this is probably your mama's house or some shit." I was like, "Dude, like, you're a bum." Basically, that's what I was telling him. Like, "You're a bum, bro. You're a fucking bum." He's like, "Whatever. I got a house just like yours." I'm like, "You're a bum, bro. You're a bum."
He's like, "You ain't gonna do
it." He said, "You ain't gonna do shit." I'm like, "Nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing."
As he was saying,
"You ain't gonna do nothing." He's getting inside his car. Like, all right, like, if you're gonna tell me you ain't gonna do nothing, step out in the street. If you're gonna meet me on the street, all right, I got you. You know what I mean?
If you really want it, yeah. You know, I went to open your door.
I was like, "Nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing." And he's sitting there still getting in his car, and I'm like, "All right, bro, I got you, dog. I got you. I got you." That's all I told him. I was like, "I got you, dog. I got you." He's like, "You ain't gonna do nothing." I was like, "I got you, dog. I got you." And, well, he just ended up getting in his car, and we ended up taking off. But, I don't know. Like I said, like the whole thing is that he was like, he's sitting there talking crap while he's getting into his vehicle. You know what I mean? And like, if he was really about to do something, he could have said, like, if he wanted to, he could have stepped out in the street and shit, I would have met him there. You know what I mean? But I mean, I don't know. It's just stupid. That dude's dumb, bro. He's a, like I said, he's a bum. He's a little bum. And then that's because we came over here whenever that tornado warning came on. And shit, I was out there. I was out there. He was out there. And he went out there too. And he didn't say shit.
No.
He didn't say nothing to us.
He still didn't say nothing
He still hasn't said anything to him at all.
So basically he was only talking because his coworker was there.
Well, his coworker wasn't there at first. But I want, what I'm thinking, bro, what I'm thinking is he was either on some shit that night or he had gotten to some shit with his grandma or that woman that was there. And he was trying to find someone to take it out on. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I'm glad I wasn't here.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
That's what we all said. That's what we all said.
Yeah, Xavier was in here.
Yeah, because he wouldn't.
I said he went down with tears. Like, he got me, which I'm very calm and collective. I won't do nothing unless I, like, absolutely have to.
Yeah.
And I was like, then he got Adrian. And Adrian's calm and collective to a point, but. I mean, just like whenever that dude threw something up, Agent's the type that pulls over and calls you out on it.
Yeah.
And he'll go down, like, he'll go down, like, start swinging and shit. And I was like, and then there's the last level you don't ever want to get to, and that's Xavier. Like, you don't fuck around with nothing.
He won't even say anything to you.
He just goes straight up. Like, he would have came running down the block just to meet this guy.
Just ran my shoes falling off on my feet.
Like, bro, why didn't you just drive your car over here? He's all like, well, Adrian, like, took off that way, and I just took off running.
Man.
That dude, like,
Xavier's the type that he's going to be like, running and take off one of his slides and chunk it and still run.
As that guy tries to close the door and laughs. He's like, you think this is my first fucking rodeo? No.
He's all trying to roll the window up and get stuck in the window.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't here. Roosted, man.
But he doesn't come outside as much anymore.
No.
Like, I rarely see him now, like, at all. Mm. There was one time he was cooking when I had the kids, and he didn't say nothing, and, like, we made eye contact. I always look that way. I look at both sides of my house. So I looked that way. We made eye contact, and he just looked at me and then, like, turned away and, I guess, started on the grill.
Yeah. Well, that's good. As long as he's not messing with you, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I was kind of worried that he was going to, like, do some whole-ass shit and, like, start messing with your house or doing little stuff here and there, like, trying to mess with your shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, I posted up my guns, like, after that incident that morning. I got all my guns out and I just posted them up, like, try to fuck them up. Like, I even stayed up that night. Like, I stayed up that night and I was just like, there was one time I thought I heard something. And I went outside in the backyard and I had my AR because I didn't have my handguns with me.
You gave it to your dad,
like,
right?
Yeah, my dad was holding it. So I went outside with my AR and I was just like, man, this is, like, so excessive. I hope he's not back here because I want to, like, go off with an AR.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I can imagine Eric just, like, doing Rambo-type shit. Like, by himself, he's all crawling down and shit.
I get on the corner and I'm all, like, pushing myself out on the bottom.
he come back inside, he got mud paint like this.
It's all dog shit.
Why do you think I put those frogs back there?
It made it feel like an actual Rambo scene. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of booby traps back there.
Right?
Yeah. What's the one from Awana?
Oh. Hey, hey.
That's a chicken, dude.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about sidekicks.
No, the crab.
I ate my grandma.
I thought you were talking about sidekicks. You said Sebastian, but he's a sidekick.
Maui. Nah. Hell yeah.
That was funny.
All right, so what do you got for us, Andrew?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to throw up.
Do you
want to
open it?
Or
no,
let
me open it.
You want to throw up it?
Huh?
Do you want to show it? What do you want
you
to do?
You throw up on it.
All
right. I don't eat seafood. There's only one time that I've ate seafood.
We got some...
I figured.
Kinda Nico.
She's rude.
As Kinda Nico.
She's interrupted.
Kinda Nico.
Kinda Nico.
Kinda Nico. Kinda Nico. When he gets a thought, he won't stop.
And it is, what is it, freeze dried? Is it freeze dried or is it dehydrated?
Dehydrated.
Like, dehydrated.
To it.
Baby crabs.
Who's he talking to? There's
little
there.
Baby crabs.
There's
we're eating babies. We're eating babies.
See somebody that we don't.
I don't know.
Hide behind the door for him.
Yeah. Are y'all pro-abortion?
It's a ghost.
What? That was random.
Are y'all pro-abortion? Man, we're eating babies. I can't open this thing, man. I cut my finger earlier. Oh, there it is.
Man, I don't think you said anything you said.
I don't think so either.
We gotta look back at the recording. Oh, well, there, my whole damn conversation.
I heard y'all.
Don't smell like nothing.
Yeah.
Smell it now. Did you open it?
Oh, it smells like fish. It smells like fish, bro.
I'm gonna show up.
Oh my god.
You know, like, my mama calling me.
How many are we gonna eat? Like three?
So three? There was this blind man, right?
Oh, I got four.
I'm not.
Dude, it's like
one. Like dicey.
Do it for the camera.
Are they popping?
What are you eating? They're moving. Nah.
No, are they popping?
No, it's like they're hard.
Oh, I thought
are you supposed
pop.
To like?
They're crunchy.
They're crunchy. Like you're supposed to.
They're like, dehydrated.
So are we doing 1, 2, 3, go? Or I'm just gonna grab one and go.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it. You're supposed to grab four of them.
I'm not gonna eat four.
Why not?
I'm gonna throw up.
We go back this way.
Hmm.
What?
He was excited to eat them.
What?
He ate. He's eating them back to back.
What do you think?
That hoes is good.
Xavier likes everything,
he
dude.
Does like everything.
Yeah, Xavier likes everything. Mm.
For real? You gonna eat that?
I feel like they're barbecue flavor. You gonna eat
is
that?
Is it sweet?
Yeah. Well, oh, this one's tiny. Look.
Is that a baby?
Did you eat it?
No.
Eat it.
I recommend it.
I want to see him eat it.
I'm waiting for the my turn.
It's your turn. Eat it.
I'm waiting for the zoom in effect.
We're all zoomed in on you. I would have liked to try it with the lime.
The lime and the Valentina.
Yeah.
Like some real Mexicans.
Scared.
I zoomed in literally.
Go. Uno, dos, tres.
It's all baby.
You got the smallest one out of that bag.
Yeah.
Try it.
I said to eat it. Don't make love to it.
I'm just getting acquainted.
She's really petty.
He's petting it.
Petting the shit out of it. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, baby crab. I'm not pro abortion. I don't like eating babies.
I don't want to.
Eat it, dude. You have to. Just eat it.
Just put it in your mouth.
Look, what's wrong with her face?
She died. Eat it.
You ain't switching the subject. Come on.
Eat it, the whole thing.
Just throw it
in your mouth. There you go. Eat it.
Not true. Not true, you fool.
Eat it. Chew it! Hey, chew it!
Just chew it!
Chew it!
I
throw up,
bro. Chew it! I throw up.
Your water's on,
it's
right?
It's some good stuff.
Oh my god.
How you like it?
Shut up. I'm trying to focus.
I don't like it.
What?
I would like to try with the vanilla too, so.
It was okay. I think I would like to try with
I want to try with the lime and the valentina sauce.
Valentina. Or that tomatillo or what is
it? Man, he's concentrating hardcore.
I don't like it because what I don't like is because I still have like shell in my mouth.
Yeah, I do. I still.
You have to say, I got shell in my mouth. And then I started thinking, there's shell in my mouth.
And you have braces too.
Oh. But you got an eyeball.
That's
a
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I like mine. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was.
You want these ones?
It reminded me of the scorpion kind of.
I did two.
What?
I ate two. I couldn't do it no more. Ah.
The only time I've ate something like that, like seafood, is with that.
Oh, yeah.
Priscilla.
That's why you didn't want to eat it, and you started reminiscing.
Yeah, it was just reminiscing.
You started reminiscing.
My heart.
Don't eat me.
I'm
sorry. You brought up a subject to bring up in here. Fetishes.
Fetishes.
Yeah.
Fetishes.
What kind of fetishes are we talking about?
That's what the whole subject is.
Yeah.
Like weird fetishes. Like we were talking about a fart in a jar, right?
Oh,
some girl
farted
in a jar and sold it for a lot of money.
Yeah.
An agent said that he was gonna do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was gonna sell it as some girl's fart.
Yeah.
But he wasn't gonna fart. But he wasn't gonna fart in the jar. It was just gonna be an empty jar.
Yeah. Literally didn't know. I didn't do anything to it. I'm just gonna say it's a girl's fart.
Now that you mention it, this jar kind of does stink.
Yeah.
Out of all fetishes.
What?
Gotta be a fart.
All right. First of all,
no.
Backstory. I didn't bring it up.
All right. You didn't bring it up.
You the one that talked about
it. It was the bath water you brought up. And I brought up the fart.
You brought up the fart, though. That's what I'm talking about, the fart itself.
Because
I talked about, what is that? That Sabrina, whatever.
Carpenter.
Carpenter, is it her? Is it not Carpenter?
I don't know.
That's Sabrina something that she's selling in her bath water. Her own bath water. She sold bars of soap with her own bath water. Like she was in the bath taking a bath and she sold the soap with that water.
This girl did that too, but she just sold her water.
You mean people are stupid enough to pay for shit like that?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people make.
It's like
foot fetish.
It's like there's a in Japan. I was watching that Bobby Lee podcast, Bad Friends, and they sent this guy Dax to Japan for like a week, and one of the guys had that guy go to a vending machine over there, and it's a vending machine. But guess what they have in there? It's not food. It's not drinks. They have used girls' panties. And it comes out in one of those little jars. You know, the little ones you put the quarter in, it comes in that little ball thing?
What?
Yeah, well, it's used girls' panties. And you just go in there and you buy it, and it gives it to you. And he brought it back for that guy.
You get a used panty, and it's all stained. And
maybe. I don't know. They showed it. They showed it on the podcast. They showed it on the podcast.
Discharge.
The monthly. Yeah.
Discharge.
Shit stained.
Yeah.
I can't rock with that.
Uh-uh.
Could you? You can rock with that?
I don't know. Am I wearing the panties or
am I? Are you wearing?
What am I rocking with?
Oh shit!
Don't leave me. You're off camera right there. Now you're on camera.
Is he on camera? He's talking about wearing some panties.
I was gonna sell him.
Nah, I wear them over here for head like that.
Stupid. Oh, man. No judgment.
I was comfortable.
Yeah, so.
Nah, that's what's up. But, man.
Can we do that?
I was talking to Cass about the feet finder. Because for the people that have the foot fetishes,
mm-hmm.
you just doing feet.
Just showing your feet.
Shit, all right, man. They'll, They make you put chocolate, smear chocolate on your feet.
Uh-huh.
Wash your feet. Shit, we finna get paid. They even tripping.
Could you imagine being one of those people on the line that they call and you just talk dirty to them?
Oh, yeah. My dishes are so dirty right now. Do you like that, big boy? Yeah. My laundry hasn't been done.
That's stupid.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Oh,
she sounds hideous. Well, she's a man. Well, she's a man, so.
She's a man, so.
My daughters just spilled Coke all over the floor, and I'm not even going to clean it.
Why is there glitter all over my couch?
Oh, my God, that sucks. You know what he's referring to?
Mm.
My kids put glitter all over the couch. And the lights are off and everything. You can't see it. And I'm there sitting down chilling. And then get up. Well, we turn on the light and I see nothing but glitter. Oh, man.
And for y'all that don't know this, Xavier hates glitter with a passion. Yeah. As a guy, what do you think a guy would be able to sell, like, for a fetish?
To other guys?
No. To women? Like, I'm not saying that.
But, like, no.
Well, a customer is a customer, but I'm just saying, like.
A customer is a customer.
I mean,
now.
As long as I'm not seen, I don't care. Like, I'm just saying, like, what does a guy have that you would sell, you know what I mean?
His lungs? Kidneys? Yes.
No!
Can you imagine
not donating?
Foot finder and a guy jacking off to your feet? Look at that toenail!
Look at that athlete's feet! He got corn!
He got a pinky toenail!
Hell yeah! Is that like 90% of the Mexican population, or is that everybody?
No, I think it's the people.
Because I've only seen like Mexican people that don't have a pinky toenail. Bro.
No, it's because everybody keeps stubbing their pinky that it stops their growth.
It stumps the toenail.
Man, my pinkies are two different pinky toenails. Like, they don't look the same.
You can mess up the growth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You keep banging it too much. Yeah, Valerie had surgery on her pinky. And I don't know about a toenail, though. That shit was crazy.
Y'all walk around with your barefoot all the time or what?
Yeah.
I never walked around barefooted.
What?
Hell no, I always had shoes and socks on.
I love being barefooted, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't like it.
No, except for on the street, that shit.
Like, my makes my feet dry. I don't like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Your feet don't get real dry, like.
I mean, yeah, but from working.
From work.
Doing stuff like that, but I have my shoes on. But nah. You know what? When I was little, I had it's a thing called fisheye.
What?
It's at the bottom of my foot. It looked like a pimple or a boil, but it was called a fisheye. My grandpa would call it a fisheye because it had a black circle in the middle and it was puffed out, like a, you know, big. It had a
bottom of your foot grew a nipple.
Yeah, basically. So they took it out. Or they popped it, whatever. I remember that shit sucked.
Yeah.
Then being barefoot, I stepped on a fish hook one time.
A what?
A fish hook.
Oh.
The door to the entrance, mm-hmm. There used to be fishing poles in that closet.
Yeah.
Well, my grandpa had it open because he was getting his stuff ready. And there was a fish hook. And I walked and stepped on the fish hook. That shit sucked.
Eric, what would you sell for a fetish?
I went off topic like a mother.
Hell yeah.
No.
Like, I wonder if people would buy pubes.
Like, no. Are we... Because it's just, you know, a customer, what? Right? Customer is a customer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if you, like, shaved and then you threw it all in the bag, like, $1,000? You know what I mean?
I think they would.
For real? I don't think so.
I think somebody would be dumb enough to... I'm going to have to try that. You know what? I can't. That's yours. Your idea.
That's my idea.
That's your idea. Go get that money.
Uh-huh. I'm going to save all my hair now.
But you bald.
Not everywhere. I don't have your disability.
Fuck you. That hurt.
That hurt. I know. I'm sorry. I kind of felt it too. I felt it too.
Yeah. I get tired of shaving these little ass things. Man, they make me shit all things.
Yeah.
I only get like a couple hairs here, a couple hairs here. Don't make fun of my disability.
Mm-mm.
I can't think of anything.
No?
Mm-mm. Nothing that an ordinary person would say.
Well, I mean, ordinary people don't sell, you know, their socks and underwear.
Exactly. But all I right, mean, well, even women saying. Can sell their, like, underwear, apparently, right?
Yeah, well, that's what they do, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think we really have anything.
I got crab in my teeth.
You got lobsters.
Lobsters. You got lobsters.
Hmm. What can you sell?
Have to be thinking out of the box.
Because I don't think
your white beaters, muscle shirts.
After sweating them in them.
Boxers.
I was thinking about that, but I don't think they would want that.
Boxers?
It reminds them.
It'd have to be tidy whities.
If it exists, there's a fetish for it.
It had to be tidy whities. What chunk this?
Well, how would you put that? Selling my used boxers.
Yeah.
Worn on this day to this day. Goddamn, worn for 4 days.
Signed on the tag. Signed on the tag.
Stupid.
Never been washed.
Maybe just taking requests.
There's people that like would buy like saliva.
What? For real?
Yeah, they put their saliva in a jar and then sell it like that.
They ain't go on Craigslist. There's people that like, want golden showers.
Start doing this,
what the hell is a gold? Oh, no, never mind.
Some people golden like rolling brownouts.
Brownouts.
Yeah, they like rolling brownouts too.
What
I'm not
that?
One of them people.
What is that? Peppermint fatties.
What is that?
Hmm?
What is that?
You just have to look it up.
No, I don't want to look it up. The way you just looked at me and made me like, nope. I don't want to look it up.
You just got to look it up. It's just one of those things you have to be there.
Subscribe and we'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Rolling brown out or peppermint fatty.
Oh, you know what's funny? The other day, Jasmine had ordered some stuff on Amazon that went to our house.
Uh-huh.
And the damn, it was I think it was the day that it rained, like on that day of the tornado shit or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, we had Sissy out in the front yard, the dog, and I guess the person came and just like threw her packages on the front porch, like, because the porch is right there, and they don't have to walk into the gate. They can just like throw it in there, throw it onto the porch. And Jasmine, and she went and grabbed her packages, and there was like just stuff dripping. The dog pissed on them. Yeah.
Did it infect?
No, it was in the bag, you know, bag, so it didn't mess nothing up, but. I don't know. I was like, damn, that damn dog. Why the hell are you gonna? You got all that damn grass and you use the restroom, you go piss on the damn bag.
All that stuff in that package belongs to that dog now.
Yep.
Dang.
Mark the territory.
Yeah, don't even pay rent.
Mm-mm. That's the one thing I hate about like having a dog inside the house, like especially if you're trying to train the dogs like that. You don't know where that dog pisses, especially if you're asleep at night and it's just running around anyway. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing that he put on there, too. He wanted to talk about Indian tracking. I don't know why he wanted to talk about Indian tracking.
Well, I think at the time we were talking, it just rained, so it was, like, muddy outside, and there was some tracks of a dog.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, do you think they still have Indian trackers? And I was like, look, that'd be so cool, but it'd be, like, a useless talent. to like know the Indian tracking where you listen to the ground and follow tracks. And
dude, there's people that track and they're not even Indian. They track, you know, their wild game, you know, when they go hunting and shit.
We have technology for that.
Y'all ever heard about the Indian tracker joke?
What is that?
A joke about an Indian tracker.
I know, but what is it?
These cowboys are riding a horse, and they're going up a hill, and they see a distance, an Indian with his head on the ground. It's like, oh, it's one of them guys. We're going to track whatever. So they go over there, and hey, what are you doing? Who are you tracking? And he goes, wagon, two white men, white woman, two horses. You can hear that from down there, man. Wow, how far? No, they ran over me.
That's fucking dumb, bro.
Yeah, like he's on the ground.
You can hear that. No, they ran over me. He's not asking for help. That's funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that is funny.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh. Stupid, bro. So stupid.
That was a perfect time because he was just talking about
it. He was just talking about it. Yeah, I never heard that one.
I've never heard it.
Well, now you did. Mm-hmm. That's only for subscribe users only.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
You paid for that joke.
You hear the beginning, but you never hear the end. Leaves it lingering. Did I eat all my little Mandarin oranges?
Yeah, I was watching this one. I listened to this podcast, and they were talking about like if nukes had came, like what would y'all do? Like, I was like thinking, I was like, man, what would you do? Like you don't have any.
What could you do?
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying you don't have no place to go. You don't have no one of those fallout shelters or nothing like that. Like, what would you do? You know what I mean?
And you know what? To be honest with you, those fallout shelters, I don't know if they really work or it's just more of a to put somebody's mind at ease. Think about it. You know what I mean?
I don't think that it works if it's like in a certain perimeter. Mm-hmm. But it works if it's like outside of that perimeter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think Texas would be the first one to get nuked.
Texas?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because we got too many guns over here. That's what we're known for. And then we're the biggest state besides California. Or the second biggest?
No, we're the biggest.
So
I think that if Texas did get hit, it would be, like, closer to where the oceans were.
You think so? Take out the ships?
Yeah.
I think so.
Do we have major ports?
Hmm?
Do we have major ports?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know they started a war today.
War.
Iran.
Yeah, they started a war today.
I've seen that.
That's just crazy. Well, Iran was like, they were saying, nah, U.S. better get out of here because we're, like, we're gonna, if they don't, we're going to kill them all or something like that. Uh-huh. And then that's when they started, you know. Yeah. And then I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and they're talking about how that bill the Big Beautiful Bill. That in there, if you read it, it says no state can make any laws or regulations on AI use for 10 years.
What?
Yeah. So basically, like, if like AI is becoming more advanced and they're using AI for certain things, they're not allowed to make any laws against it for up to 10 years.
For real?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is something going to happen in those 10 years?
Yeah, I know. Like, basically what Rogan said, well, I don't like what he said, but, I mean, what he said is, like, we're going to have another god in 10 years, basically saying that AI would take over. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking like, man, what if AI is like, it's going to be like Terminator, iRobot. Matrix, iRobot, you know, like some shit like that that happens.
TV star shooting.
What if that's the Antichrist?
AI.
To go
yeah. Oh, that bad. The last podcast we were talking about, when we were talking about Antichrist and stuff. What if AI was Antichrist? That everybody likes AI. Everybody wants to use it.
And it's so you were thinking of a person.
You can get an AI Antichrist sex robot and have sex with it.
Sign me up. Look at ass. Look at ass. No, I was just kidding. I'm just kidding, man.
God dang it, Eric. Can you turn the damn TV off? You're like not even in the conversation right now. I'm going to have to cut all this shit out right here.
I heard what y'all said.
I think he's been spending time with the frogs because he's like looking at the damn fly like he's a frog now, I trying to catch it.
Catch it.
Hey, how were they eating the bugs last night? Hmm? You said they were eating the bugs a certain way.
Did I?
Yeah.
When?
Last night you were saying that the frogs were like jumping, like do something. You said something. I don't know.
I don't remember talking about the frogs last night.
Yeah, was it last night or the other? No, it was when you came to the house to show me the frogs.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You're talking about whenever I told you about the laser.
Yeah,
that was a frog in the hole because there's these big old holes where I work. And when it rained, all the water got stuck in it, so it was like a shit ton of frogs in there. And one of the frogs, I was shining my laser on the wall, and it like jumped up, and it was all, and it just like banged his head in front of the wall. And I started laughing, and I would chase the laser again, and I'd get it close to him, and I'd go, and just bang his head against the wall. I was like, damn, this dude's hungry. He's all trying to eat my laser.
Yeah.
He picking on a frog.
Hey, I saved most
like
of
if
them.
It's a cat.
Most of those frogs would have died.
For real? Where'd you get them from? Like, I know you work, but...
I work in Petersburg at a cotton mill.
Can frogs grow their limbs back?
I think so. You want to try?
No.
They grow their legs back?
No, their limbs, yeah. Well, yeah. No, I think it's just the lizards, right? They grow their tails back.
Yeah, yeah. They can cut their tails off.
Dude, I heard that there's people that pay to get their limbs cut off.
Because they feel that way?
To amputate?
Yeah. Like they want to like modify themselves. Wow. So like they're called like extreme modified or some shit like that. It's like extreme modification or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And they like go to certain places and they pay people to amputate like certain parts of their bodies off.
That's
just
crazy.
Just for to do it.
Why would they? Nah. I couldn't do that to myself.
There's people that they like they do like enhancements. Like they put like magnets like in their fingertips. Like inside their fingertips, and they like, I don't know, it's weird. Like they get, like they have all these bulges on their fingers, and they're like, can like magnetize to like certain things, and then they put them in their like their temple or behind their ear, and supposedly it's supposed to give them a signal to something, like I don't know, like a spiritual thing or some shit. I don't know.
That's crazy that you're talking about magnets and stuff like that. Did you know the earth energizes you? As far as, like, if you touch it. Like, for example, back then, they used to have these metal things in their shoes that are magnet and metal. And when you're walking, you're connecting with the earth.
You're grounding out?
Yeah, you're grounding out.
Did you ground out if you just walk barefoot in the grass? Why would you go...
Why would you put... Well, because people want to wear shoes, nigga.
Yeah, I just seen that with the shoes. I wouldn't wear it. I ain't going to walk with that all day.
Yeah.
But, so they used to walk with canes.
Uh-huh.
And the canes on the metal on the end, you know, the tip, and then the handle. But nowadays they're all rubber and plastic. But I just saw that today too.
Put a piece of. Well, why would they do that though?
Because somebody helps your tissues and something like that. Like, I don't know.
Cells or it energizes your cells.
Yeah. Like, for real, I have to look into that, but I just seen that today.
Damn. I didn't know that.
I know. What? No way. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but.
I already forgot what I was talking about.
About the magnets.
Oh, yeah, they put the magnets behind their ears.
Trying to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, they like, they like modify themselves. That's just crazy. Like, I seen the people, they put like their horns.
Mm-hmm. The horns.
Yeah. You know who was supposed to call and he didn't call?
Oh, yeah.
Rudy.
Rudy.
He called me earlier. I was like, hey, can you call back in like an hour and a half? And I was going to have him call and I was going to put him on here so he could talk on the podcast from prison. You know what I mean? But he never called. Crazy dude.
Oh, they got in trouble.
Let my nigga Rudy out.
What'd he do? Shot three kids, ran over an old lady.
God damn.
Nah, keep them motherfuckers in there.
Never mind. Nah, take it back.
Nah, I hope he get out, but man, I hope he does better for himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Does he be watching this here?
No, he said that he's able to get podcasts, but I don't know what thing it is. I asked him, as your tablet is it iPad? And he's like, no, it's not an iPad. And I was like, well, I wonder what it is. Oh. And that's why I was like, I wonder like if we have to like branch out and put the podcast on different sites, because I don't like know. I told him because I forgot about Amazon Prime music.
Uh-huh.
I got a thing saying, oh, you're able to get Amazon Prime Music. You're not using it right now. You need to utilize it because I have it.
Yeah.
And you can get top podcasts and this and this and that. And I was like, oh, you can get podcasts. And I wonder if I can post it on there too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I need to look into that. And I do want to post onto the iTunes one, the Apple podcast one.
That'd be cool.
I know how to do it. I just need to
what is it?
I just need to get it done. Yeah. But I don't know what other places they do that. You know what I mean? I don't know other places they have podcasts where you can listen to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, how you gotta get on our conversations, man. I just realized we don't even like he's not in our conversations when we talk about like business and shit.
Yeah, it's very hard to get a hold of.
You know,
he can at least be on the damn
chat.
That's
what my parents say too. My parents say the same thing too.
Yeah.
My dad would be like, man, your phone's always dead.
I know, every time, like, hey bro, what are you doing? We talk for a little bit, and then it's either he'll be talking and then it just cuts out. I'm like, hello? Hello?
It's all dead, I gotta go charge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then So every time we talk about, like, we'd be on the phone and we'd be talking about, like, business ideas and shit. And then, no Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get a hold of him.
And then we talk whenever we're just working.
Yeah. No, well, we talk during when we're working. I got my headphones in.
It's hard for me to do that, you know, because.
I need to buy new headphones.
I mean, I really work with my dad, but we're knocking shit out, too. Mm-hmm. Together, talking shit and have a good time. I'm glad I'm back working with my dad, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He picks on me too much. He's always yelling at me.
Like, Dad, you've been hanging around these people too long.
I barely get back. And, God damn it, son. I just got here.
I don't know. What did I do?
No, I had fun. I really had fun. That's fun. Call me.
Call me.
Just call me.
Well, charge your phone.
You know that phone charge.
You know what? That's something we're gonna have to invest in, Eric. Is we're gonna have to buy a portable. Never mind, that ain't gonna work.
No,
because he ain't gonna fucking. He ain't gonna charge his portable charger.
No, on real stuff, bro. That phone, man, it dies fast.
See the shit.
Oh yeah,
see the shit I got to do with.
ADHD.
Yeah, man.
ADHD.
Next time, I'm going to unplug his TV. I'm going to unplug his radio. I'm going to hide his phone. And I'm going to hide his remote.
Gotta give him a fidget toy.
I know I'm going to give him one thing that he can just sit there and he can spin it.
I do that with my fingers. I like that.
He does a little finger fight.
Do you do it too? Huh? It's going to sound weird, but do you got to have an equal number when you do it? You got to finish off an equal number?
No, I'm not OCD like that.
What do you mean an equal number?
Like an OCD, like a...
Like, I can't just do three, I got to do four. Like, if I do one, two, you know, like, two, three, four, I got to do it to this side. One, two, three, I don't know why, I do it sometimes. And then I, like, one, two, three.
I never do that.
Four.
At all. Like,
I have to be an even number, unless it's a 5, 10, 15, then I, you know, I can.
Well, you know what? I do
I
that.
Turn up the volumes.
I do that with my deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah. How? Here's a question. On how many times do you put the deodorant on? How many times? Up and down. How many times? Okay, count. How many times?
You do that, bro?
Do you count or no? Do you count?
I'm sure it's an even number because it goes into my rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I got to do it over here.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you count? No?
No, I don't.
You don't count? Do you count? Okay, I guess it's just me then. I count.
You do a count?
Yeah, I count.
As long as it covers, like, if I start back here, just make sure it covers, like. I'll fucking take a break. ADHD. Yeah. I wonder what it tastes like.
Nah, I always count. Like, I don't know. It's something I've done since I was young. I guess that's one thing I do then. You count your fingers.
I was giving an example, like, even
too,
like, if I'm shaking.
Oh, with any certain thing, you're like, yeah, you are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Well, no, I can't say that too much, because y'all be like, you know what I'm saying?
I'll keep you counting, said. Wait, that's odd. Wait, was it even? Maybe I lost count. I'm going to do an extra one, just in case.
Like, yeah, every time. Yeah, four times.
Wait, was that four or five? I'm high. I don't remember.
You know what? I'll show you my biggest one. I'll be like this.
Okay.
And then I gotta
go back and do it again.
Yeah, so yeah. If I go like this.
But you have five fingers, so does that make it odd?
And then I'm like,
ooh.
Know what?
He done messed your mind up right there.
No, that has nothing to do with me counting. That just has me going through.
How many times?
So just rotation.
Yeah, yeah. All my, you know, all I did all of them.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I just want you to know there's only five times you can do that.
That one don't bother me, so it's okay.
Maybe even five. He starts counting.
He starts counting now.
God damn that. I'm going to have to find another place to go.
Yeah. Now I have to do my toes too.
Yeah, that makes 10.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've always done that with, like, the deodorant, though. Like, when I go put deodorant, I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't say it out loud, but I say it in my head. You know what I mean? I guess that's just me then.
I got to flush the toilet before I use the restroom.
Why?
Is there shit in it?
No,
they forgot the flesh.
I just always think there's a spider or something underneath the.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I've seen those videos when they flush and it just, and they're trying to run up the water and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And I also gotta open up the shower curtain.
You gotta open the shower curtain.
Yeah.
Swing it on the shower curtain.
Yeah,
because I feel like somebody's gonna be back there.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Just behind the shower curtain.
I didn't think about that. Have you seen the one where, like, the snake comes out of the fucking toilet?
Uh-huh.
And gives you a kiss.
Locked out.
Yeah. No, I don't have anything.
There's nothing that you do that's...
odd?
Like something, like you count or something, or... maybe you only do, well, I don't know, I guess like if you do it yourself, like me, I thought everybody counted whenever they put deodorant on, so I don't know, I didn't think it was odd, you know what I mean?
When I used to pitch, I used to do this lot. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, I had to, like, I couldn't just do it one time, like I had to.
When I was doing like sports or football or something, I would like before I would like take off running or something, I would always do this. Like I would like make my finger snap. I would always do that. Yeah.
Then you just start running after that?
Yeah. I winded myself up. Hey, the cops are coming. Let's go.
He's like winding himself up. We're all like standing by the cops, all getting arrested. He's just all,
like, hey guys. Hey guys, I'm gonna go.
Eric, it's time to look.
Just look for the signal. Look for the signal.
So he's not about to run, Adrian. He's just all top. I mean, Xavier, he's just all top. He hasn't started snapping yet.
All like this.
You know, I'm like, damn it, I can't do it.
We take off running, you know, I couldn't do it. I didn't run.
Did you hear the slap?
No.
Yeah, I saw the slap with my hands together.
That was my nuts.
So he, wait. He's doing it. That's the only way you could get the snap out.
I was trying to snap and my nuts started slapping.
That's a chick.
Oh, shit. Oh,
say if something chases you. Uh-huh. The same concept?
No!
You're just gonna run. Oh, you're gonna wind up.
I'll be doing it while I'm running.
Hold on, Mr. Killer.
Run! Run! Chico!
Y'all gonna be ahead of me here.
You're gonna start gaining on us. It's like charging you up.
Y'all should try it. Oh shit. Oh, I got a stomach cramp. Oh. Oh.
Funny little skits on that part before. We did some skits on that.
Yeah.
Cause I can see you going, we're walking and the cop chasing after us. You go, we take off running, but you nabbing us, so they got you.
Yeah, they got it.
Are you passing us?
Hell yeah. I had gloves on, so it wasn't working. couldn't do it. Couldn't run.
Adrian, the car's coming. Mine's just that finger thing where I just tap my fingers, but then it goes away. Or if I'll just tap my fingers on the side or tap my leg. It's just ADHD stuff. My random thoughts, ADHD stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Impulses. I have impulses, a lot of impulses.
Yeah, I noticed that you do have a lot of impulses.
What's that?
Like he like just does random shit, like an urge to do something. Like the last podcast when he just flicked the fucking block off of the Jenga thing. Like out of nowhere.
Yeah, I have impulses. Yeah. The same thing with like whenever I like go out with the girl, it's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Because I try to fight my impulses, but no, it doesn't work.
But flick your titty.
Honestly, if that comes to mind, I will do it.
Fuck, I did it.
Shit.
Now she don't want to date with me.
Yeah, no, I do want to date like that. If it comes to mind, I will do it. Like if like she's walking in front of me and I like, shit, I just looked at her ass. I kind of want to slap it. Slap it. It's just
impulse. It's like an impulse.
Yeah, it's like
I could conversations. Imagine that shit.
I was having a conversation the other day, and I was just like, damn, I want to kiss her. I kind of want to kiss her. And then I tried to, like, leave without kissing her, and I went over there and kissed her.
Did it make you feel off? Like, if you try to leave without doing what you were wanting to do, does it make
you
feel
off? Yeah, it just kind of, like, lingers around mine. And it's like, damn. Like, it's just there, and it bothers me.
Well, all right, guys. Let's go ahead and call it. Sorry, 12:06.
I don't have to work tomorrow.
Oh yeah, you ain't gotta work tomorrow. Well, you're lucky. I do. I still haven't had a day off.
Yeah, I gotta work tomorrow too. I'm going in at 6.
Oh, but you know the good thing is, I told you already. So I'm taking off. So I'm supposed to have, I'm supposed to work for July weekend, but I asked off for that weekend. I'm having off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for that 4th of July weekend. Well, I found out today at my job that they're like, well, Adrian, you still have 3 days of vacation for this part of the month. Like, because every 6 months you get another 5 days of vacation. Uh-huh. Well, they're like, well, if you don't use these 3 days by the end of this month, then you're going to lose them or you can sell them. And I was like, nah, I mean, yeah, selling them would be all right, but I'd rather, you know, have the days off. And so,
How much you sell them for?
Well, you get your hours, your 8 hours. So they pay you the 8 hours on top of your check. You know what I mean? So what I did is I was like, all right, then I'm going to go ahead and take off. So the week before 4th of July, I'm taking off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then... then the week of 4th of July, I'm taking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah. But I'm going to sell, because I had 3 days for this part. I'm only going to take 2 days for that paid vacation, and I'm going to sell one of those days. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, I get some time off.
Yeah. You should make a commercial.
What kind of commercial? For what?
4th of July commercial.
We need to do a 4th of July episode. It doesn't have to be on 4th of July. We can do it like a week before. That way we releases on 4th of July. Yeah. I mean, if you can't make it on 4th of July, well, I mean, we can still do some 4th of July.
It's going to be because we're
going to be decorating and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you got
to deal with the kids. 4th of July.
Honestly, it's going to be me dealing with the kids while Cass is decorating, to be honest. Yeah. I can't decorate for shit.
I wanted to buy these overalls on TikTok.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen them? They're American flag overalls. They're shorts. Short overalls.
Really?
Yeah, and they're American flag. I was like, man, I could so totally wear those. maybe next year. Yeah. Shit. All right, then, guys. We'll see you next time. Adrian with the Ice Cast.
Are you scratching the table?
Eric with the X Cast.
I just did it now. Just now.
Xavier with the X Cast.
TV.
We're out of here. Bye.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
I just wanna blow up and act stupid. Diamonds on my chain just to show them how I blew it.
How I blew it.
I just wanna leave my haters clueless. Give them a shout out. If it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this.
I hate it.
I just wanna make it to the top. But until then, I guess I gotta get my ass a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really wanna have to do it.
I don't really
wanna work outside.
No, I don't.
I don't really wanna have to serve it.